Well, good evening, Fairlawn. It's good to see you and be here with you this evening on our online prayer service this evening. I'm going to let you know a few things. We are going to have a new format. I sort of talked about that on the little teaser before we came on this evening. So we'll go over that here in just a minute. I'll also go over a couple of updates for you as far as what's going on. So let's go ahead. We'll start with prayer, and then we'll get into all this, okay? Father, we just thank you so much for tonight, and Father, for the time that we can spend with you this evening, bringing our needs and concerns, and Father, also our thanks to you for what you are doing for us and how you are guiding us, and Father, how you protect us. So Father, tonight as we take time to take a minute to look at your word, and Father, what you have to say about prayer and the way that we can prepare for crises that will happen within our lives. And Father, just know that we're going to face those things, and it's always good that if we pray ahead of time, even though we may not know what those things are, that we can pray ahead of time, Father, for your strength and your protection and your guidance and all those things. So Father, once again, be with us tonight. Bless our time. In your name we pray. Amen. So first thing, Friday night, we're having our movie here at the church, Dumbo. We're going to be showing Dumbo. Now, if you remember, Sunday morning, it was brought up possibly that we are going to have hot dogs. Well, we are not going to have hot dogs because the movie is going to be so late. So, we're not going to be doing that. You will have chips. You will have popcorn, water to drink. Now, if you want anything else other than that, you are more than welcome to bring it yourself. Also, if you're coming up to get popcorn, we're going to ask that one person from the car come and get that stuff, and we'll have stuff marked off so that you can social distance for all that. I do believe, and check the Facebook page, make for sure, but I believe the starting time is 8:30. Don't hold me to that because you know what Rick's memory is like, okay? So please check out that and make for sure that you check the time on that. Also, on our Facebook page, Jason has put up a poll for you to take. The way that you would get to that is you just click on that down there where it says poll for life group meetings, and or that image up above it tells you, and it'll take you to a page and it'll ask you a question. And it basically, to tell you what the question is would you be willing, If we could open up our life groups, small groups back up, would you be willing to wear a mask the entire time that you are in there? If that is the case, then it may open up some possibilities for us. So please take a look at that survey page. It's on our Facebook page, Fairlawn Baptist Church. Take a look at that and respond to it so that we can get a good feeling of what's going to be, what the church's feeling is on that, all right? Now, let's talk about the new format. It's just being tweaked a little, but let me say this. Before we went to online prayer services, if y'all will remember what we were doing, we were coming in here, and the Bible studies were running a little longer because we were doing a video and then also a little recap of the video, if you want to call it that, and questions were asked and stuff like that, so on prayer. And so we did that, and then we started splitting up the prayer requests and going to different rooms in the building so that I wasn't doing all the praying. Well, once we went online, we sort of went back to the old format. So we're going to go to something here that will hopefully help us get back to that older form, or the new format, if you want to call it that, that we had started before COVID hit. So let's go over this new format, all right? So typically the time will be spent with me opening in a word of prayer, all right? Now, starting tonight, anytime during our online meeting, you can add a prayer request. You do not have to wait until the end. You can add them at any point during this time, all right? So we've had our opening prayer. The next thing will be what we've done before. We will have our Bible study. The idea with this Bible study is that it will be short, hopefully kept between 15 to 20 minutes. Larry McDonald, there is no guarantee on that, all right? So just throwing it out there for you, but 15 to 20 minutes worth of a Bible study. We've done an awful lot on prayer, and so we may end up looking at another subject after we get through with this, but you know, it will be on, of course, a sound Bible study. Now, ending prayer. I will do an ending prayer for us once the Bible study is over, and I may take a look and see what people have put down and all that, but understand, it's not going to be like it was. I'm going to pray for us as we go into the rest of our week. I'm going to pray for the upcoming services, which you all know that that's typically what I always do, and then I'm going to have a general prayer for the requests mentioned. I'm not necessarily going to mention all of the prayers the way that I have typically done, all the requests, okay? Now, also within that, there will also be thanks for the requests that have been answered, all right? So what happens through the week? Well, I'm going to ask you to pray for the requests that were mentioned during our prayer service throughout the rest of the week. In other words, until we get back next Wednesday and we have a new list, okay? Now, how can you hook up with this list? Well, there's a couple things that you all can do. You've got a couple choices here. One, you can be writing them down as we're going through the service if you'd like. If you like to do that, hey, more power to you, all right? Rick, however, if he were writing them down, would probably not be able to read them to know what he was praying for. Now, if Julie was writing them down for me, we're golden, all right? Julie's penmanship is a whole lot better than mine. If Julie were here, she would be saying amen. Now, the other thing that you can do is you can get them on our Fairlawn Baptist Church prayer group page, all right? If you are not currently a member of that, you can ask to join it. Understand, that is a closed group, so we have to approve your membership. Usually it doesn't take any time. We've got people that are pretty well on top of being able to get those on. All right? So once again, let me just hit it real quickly. I'm not going to run through this again just to belittle it. We're going to do the opening prayer. You can start doing prayer requests. Bible study that lasts 15 to 20 minutes. Ending prayer for our night, praying for the upcoming services, and of course, just a general one for the prayer requests. And then what you're asked to do throughout the week is to pray for those requests. And then you can either write your own list down, or you can find them on our Wednesday night, or on our Fairlawn Baptist prayer page. All right? Okay. Well, let's get into our Bible study tonight. So 2 weeks ago, last week, if you remember, we had a business meeting here in person, so we were not on air last week. So 2 weeks ago, we started a sermon that A.W. Tozer preached called Prepare by Prayer. All right? And in that, he was talking about us about anticipatory prayer. Okay? So we're going to go ahead and hit the second part of that. And then, like I said, we'll go on with the rest of our service. So understand that we're always going to have crises. There is always going to be crises waiting for us. Like all the groups we talked about 2 weeks ago, they had those crises that awaited them. If you remember, we talked about David. We talked about Jacob. We talked about Ezekiel. We talked about all those groups and the different challenges that they faced and how what they did wasn't won when it actually happened. All those things were won because of the way they had set themselves up in life and relying on God. But we're going to go, so these crises that they faced, these crises in their lives, of course, the ones that we're talking about weren't, of course, the first ones that they had ever faced. They had faced others in their lives, but it's all preparatory for the crises that we will face later on in life. Now, we're going to go over three types of crises, okay? Now, we have what we'll call acute trouble, all right? All of us will confront this type of trouble at some point in our lives. When we meet this type of trouble, if a Christian is unprepared, they will collapse underneath of this trouble. They will collapse underneath of the trouble. How do we prepare? We study God's word. We pray. We have a strong group of people around us who support us, who lift us up in prayer. All right? Now, the question is it the trouble that causes the collapse? Well, the answer to that is yes and no, right? Because yes, if the trouble never happened, then the collapse wouldn't have happened. So you've got to have the trouble in order for the collapse to happen. But no, if the person is preparing for the trouble, they're going to be strong enough to be able to endure it. Why? Once again, because you've been preparing. You've been laying the groundwork. You've been building your house on the stone instead of on sand. You are anchored so that you can fight these things. And you've once again, I think the greatest thing for all of us to realize is that we are not in any of our troubles alone. We have a church family here at Fairlawn. We also have, I have a network of friends outside of our Fairlawn family who I know will pray for the needs that I have and the things that I ask for. And it's awesome that I can go to them. You know, and you need to think about this. When you take, we have people that don't like to necessarily share their problems or troubles. You need to understand something. And I realize sometimes troubles, problems may be very, very personal. And so you might mention them as a unspoken, which is okay. All right. At least you're doing that, because you need to understand something. We have people within our church. I have friends within my network of friends whose ministry is prayer. They are very, very strong prayers, and they will lift you up. And folks, I'm telling you, when you've got that, that anchors you even more. So you need to rely on that. You need to understand something, too, that a person who hasn't built their life on the rock but on the sand, their prayers are going to be small, and they're going to be few, and they're going to be lean. They're not, it'll just be a passing thought here and a passing thought there. The man whose prayers are many and strong won't collapse under the pressure of these acute troubles. So build yourself up. Have an active prayer life. Have a devotion or something that you're working through each morning. Don't let the morning go by without doing that. Now, your best time to actually spend time in that might be evening, but I'm telling you, and you're talking to someone who was not a morning person for a very, very long time. Talk to my parents. They will tell you this. All right? I hated mornings. Now my typical morning sleeping in for me is somewhere between 6:30 and 7 o'clock in the morning. I go out on the porch, on our back porch, and I do my devotions. I have my prayer time, and I also have other things that I do with my mornings. But it's a great way to start your day. Even though you may end up spending more quality time, more of your devotion time in the evening where you're actually thinking and working on things, spend a little bit of time in the morning to get yourself started off with God's word. All right, temptation is another one of the crises, okay? These are the type that are unexpected and subtle. Anticipatory prayer will prepare us for these. Now, question. Think about this. We already talked about David. We talked about David when he went up against Goliath. And you know what I love about David in the Bible is that David definitely, as much as he was a man after God's own heart, David was flawed. And we saw that flaw when he was tempted. Okay? So the question is, was it the day David was on the rooftop that he fell into temptation? Did it happen just boom, right there at that instant when he saw that beautiful girl on the neck, on the rooftop over here? Woo! Is that when that happened? Well, if you take a look at what historians say, they're going to tell you there was a large gap between where this incident happens and David and where he falls into temptation, where we really don't hear anything from him in Scripture as far as what he was doing and following God. So there was a period here where David wasn't as close as what he was, and so it led him into that temptation. Temptation can't hurt you if you pray against it and try to anticipate what Satan might throw at you. Now, Satan's attacks are another crisis. We've got temptation, which is really sort of this, but this is an all-out attack. Now, his attacks are going to come at odd times and are very hard to anticipate. Why does he do that? Because he is shrewd and he does not want to become predictable. If we know that Satan is going to, I've been going to church for 3 weeks and Satan is going to attack me on the fourth week. Well, what are we going to do? We're going to pray up. We're going to dig into our Bible. We're going to do all this stuff to be ready for it. That isn't what he wants. He wants to be unpredictable so that he can find us at our weakest points. He is not going to establish a pattern in any way. In time, and he won't establish a time that he will attack you. It can happen any point, any time, any way. If that were so, we would have been on to his game a long time ago. How many of y'all like to watch baseball? Right? I mean, my favorite thing is to see it live. I like going to a live game. But baseball pitchers, you know, they switch up their pitches. They don't pitch the same ball all the time. They might throw a fastball, then they might throw a curveball, then they might throw a knuckleball, then they might throw a ball that is intentionally outside just to see if they can get the batter to swing. All right? So a baseball pitcher. Also, think about a fighter, a boxer. A boxer doesn't always go for the face, or a boxer doesn't always go for the midsection. He doesn't always throw with the right. He doesn't always throw with the left. He dances around. He does different things to try to make his attacks unpredictable to his opponent. That's what Satan does. It's the same as a pitcher switching up his pitches and the same as a fighter switching up his pattern of how he's throwing his punches. We need to realize that this is what Satan is all about and what he wants to do. So, Satan will also leave you alone for a while so he can catch you with your guard down. And we've talked about that. All right? The only way to win against Satan and to fight him off consistently is to stay vigilant. Have a daily time you spend in his word. We've already talked about that. That is so very, very important that you have his word in your heart so that you can fight off those attacks. You need to have a daily time that you spend in prayer. And when I'm saying that you spend in prayer, I'm not saying that you are just praying for the prayer requests that we're getting ready to have on here. I am saying that you are praying for yourself, for your family, for those around you, for your one, if you remember that we had last year. If you're praying for a lost loved one, if you're praying for a loved one that's going through a difficult time, Folks, prayer takes on so many, many different things there. So make sure that you're spending time in that daily prayer. Always let your first response be to turn to the Lord, no matter what the circumstances are. Always turn to God. Always turn to Him, and then turn to God's people. Let them help you. We're here for you. We will try to do what we can. Physically, we'll try to do what we can, but if there is anything else that we can do, then by golly, we're going to do what we can spiritually for you as well. Now, what are some recommendations here that we have? Always stay on guard. If Satan has left you alone for a while, don't think he's done with you. He's right around the corner, just waiting. I'd like to be able to tell you when that's going to happen, but I can't tell you that. God or Satan is going to stay unpredictable. So always stay on your guard. Always have those anticipatory prayers with God about Him providing strength for your day, about Him providing strength to overcome any temptation that might be thrown at you. Never be overconfident. I really think that if you go back and you take a look at David and where he fell into trouble with all that, is that David became overconfident within his walk with God. And it was when he became overconfident and wasn't spending the time with God that he had before, that was when he fell. And if you take a look at a lot of times when we have people in the Bible who have fallen, or when we have had people within the faith that have fallen, it is because they have become overconfident within their faith life and have really walked away from it and don't even know it. So never, never become overconfident. The moment you rest in your own confidence is the moment that Satan is going to throw everything he can at you. This will cause you to lose faith because of the place you put yourself. Think about how many people that we have seen in the faith that have ended up falling into temptation, giving into temptation, and they've ended up walking away from the faith. They've ended up with something that if they do come back to the faith, it's something that we don't even recognize anymore. So make sure that you never, never become overconfident. Never put yourself on a pedestal. One of our former pastors, he was very, very clear about that. And I have been with you as well. You know, we're on this walk together. I covet your prayers because I know that when I mess up, and if it's something that you all see, that it's bigger than if it's somebody else. And I don't mean to build that up, folks. Please understand that. I do not. But when you've got leadership within the church that falls, it can be devastating to a church. But as long as the church is rooted on forgiveness and restoration, then there's nothing to worry about, right? So anyway, all right, let's go on. Never, ever, 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 ever. I can all underestimate. Should be in capital letters up there, underlined, italicized. Firework behind it. Maybe this whole thing. Never underestimate the power of prayer. We have talked about this and talked about it. It is one of the strongest weapons we have against Satan, is the power of prayer. So make sure that you never underestimate that. When things are going well, let's pray in anticipation for the attack that Satan is getting ready for us. He is going to attack us. We need to prep ourselves with the strength He, our God, has given us to be able to fight Him off, and we can rely on Him to do that. So folks, please, 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 please make sure that you are praying up on that. All right? Okay. So, tonight I've told you that you had the opportunity to go ahead and put your prayer requests on. However, you're still used to the old way that we were doing things, because right now all I see are people telling me that they are on? So have you seen anything else back there, Kevin? Me neither. So, folks, go ahead, start putting your prayer requests down, and that way I'll be able to see what you've got, and Judy will compile this list for us, all right? Okay, Judy has on there Fairlawn Baptist Church prayer is a site to look for to join. Brenda, my one who is my cousin, shared with me last week that he has accepted Christ as his Lord. Amen. Amen. Brenda, woohoo. Brenda also saw Carolyn Byers this evening. She's home and doing well. Taylor Kinsley had a successful surgery yesterday. There's also an unspoken request. Larry and Wanda, brother Philip Roberts, he's been diagnosed with COVID in Virginia Beach. Doesn't know where he got it from. Chris Weekly, Diane Rubel has kidney problems. Prayer for daughter and son-in-law for Larry and Wanda again as they travel back to Shreveport on Monday. And then Pam Kimes, eye appointment today indicated glaucoma. Pressures in my eyes have slightly decreased. I go back in 3 months for a recheck. All right, so I believe I got them. The Bob Snyder. Bob Snyder had retina surgery. His retina detached. I guess woke up yesterday and couldn't see. So he had a retina detached. He's also the main caregiver for his wife, so who just had surgery herself. So if you would remember that as well. So anyway, all right. So we got all those on there. If you have any other requests, please keep on writing them down. Like I said, Judy's going to compile these. Judy, if you would, make sure that you add Dad on there. Since I didn't type that on, I'd appreciate that. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and pray for us. And then once again, if y'all would, please pray for these throughout the week. Pray for the leadership of your church. Like I said, we are looking at ways that we can get things to open back up, looking at getting clarification on things so that we know exactly what we're doing. So anyway, let's pray, and then we'll wrap things up, okay? Father, I just thank you so much for this evening once again. And Father, for the time that we could spend here together, Father, just taking a look at your word. And Father, just thank you for the fact that we have this gift of prayer. And Father, that we don't have to wait for problems to come. But Father, we can pray for strength even now, Father, if we're going through a time when we're on the mountains. Father, we can pray for the times that we're in the valleys. And Father, making prep work for those times when we're there. And Father, praying for others, Father, also helps increase our strength. And so, Father, we thank you for the opportunity that you give us to be able to pray for others. And we thank you that we have a family here that is willing to share with you the issues and the problems that they're going through. And so, Father, I just thank you for that. And Lord, I just pray that you would just help us to strengthen our prayer life even more as a church, Father, so that we can become known as a church of prayer. And Father, that people would come to us with their needs and concerns. And Father, that is a strong, solid foundation to build anything that we do here at Fairlawn on. And so, Father, I just pray that each of us, Father, whatever role we play in the church, Father, that you would find us praying for our ministries, Father, and for our leadership and all that goes on here. Father, I pray for our pastor right now. And Father, right now I lift him up as he continues to prepare for Sunday. And Father, I pray that your spirit would just continue to work on him and what you want him to share with us Sunday morning. And Father, that even now you're preparing our hearts to hear from your spirit. Father, that we would be sensitive to his moving in and amongst us. Father, whether we're here or whether we're in our living rooms or wherever we may be watching this service Sunday, Father, that you would just help us to be sensitive to what you're trying to say. And Father, for those who may be watching who have never accepted you as their Lord and Savior, Father, we pray that Sunday would be the day that they would do that. And Father, we just pray that your Spirit would be working in such a way that they would not be able to deny his calling, your calling for their lives, Father, in wanting to love them. And Father, the gift that you gave them through your Son. Father, thank you so much for what you're going to do. And Father, help us to pray with anticipation throughout the rest of this week of what's going to happen Sunday. Father, help us to pray expecting something to happen. And Father, we will be careful to give you all the praise and all the glory for what takes place. Father, continue to be with the requests that were mentioned this evening. Father, there were some that were physical needs, Father, and you know what those are. And Father, as we lift those up throughout this week, Father, help us to pray for not only the folks, but Father, the people that are involved within the care for those people. And Father, we pray for healing. Father, we also pray for those who may be going through a rough time emotionally right now. Maybe they're just emotionally down. Maybe something's going on and they've been fighting it for a while. Father, we pray for them, and Father, just pray that they would rely on strength from you. And Father, we also pray that they would just rely on the strength of friends that they have around them that can give them that strength that you can give them as well. Father, help them to turn to their Christian friends. And Father, for the spiritual needs this evening, Father, seeing that Brenda's one has accepted the Lord is awesome. And Father, I just thank you for that. Father, we thank you for that. We thank you for the people that you have placed around him that have witnessed to him and shown him what the Christian life is. And Father, shown him your love. And Father, we are just so thankful for that. Father, I know that's a load off of Brenda's mind with all of the different things that he's been going through physically. And so, Father, we rejoice with that, and we rejoice with the angels in that as well. Father, we just continue to lift the leadership up of our church. Father, help them to make sound decisions, Father, on what we're able to do. Father, we just need to rely on you, Father, for that wisdom, and Father, rely on you to lead us through that. Father, I pray the same thing for our county, state, and national leadership as well. And Father, just pray that you would help them to lead with wisdom, and Father, that they would turn to you, and Father, rely on you for the decisions that need to be made for our different groups, Father, whether that be county or state or our country, Father. Father, thank you so much once again for this evening. Father, thank you for your word. Father, thank you for your Spirit. Father, always help us to rely on you to help us to pray during these times. Father, wow, what a wonderful gift that you've given us. Father, be with us as we go into this week. Help us to remember the list that was mentioned this evening and put on this page. And Father, we just thank you that we will be able to pray for those folks during this week. Father, once again, we thank you for the answered prayers that you've given us. And Father, we look forward to seeing what you're going to do through this week when we come back together next week. Father, thank you once again for your love, for the gift of your Son, for the blood that was shed for my sins, that one of these days I'm going to get to meet you face to face. Father, help us to share that with those around us. We ask all these things in your name. Amen. All right. So, don't forget, movie. All right? Friday night, popcorn, chips, water. If you want to bring something, you're more than welcome to bring it. Just make sure you bring it to share. No, don't bring it to share with me. I'm just joking. But it's going to be great. Hey, and listen, we've got an FM transmitter so that you can listen to it through your car radio. It's awesome. I drove all around the property and never lost the signal that they were sending out. All right? So, folks, have a great evening. We'll see you Sunday morning, 10:30, whether it's here or whether it's online. But we look forward to seeing you. Have a great evening, everybody.